It is well for people to who think, for people who think, to change their minds occasionally in order to keep them clean. It is well for people who think to change their minds occasionally in order to keep them clean. How true this is for all of us. We get in a rut. We think that our opinions and our points of view are correct and the only points of view that anyone should ever hear or listen to or know about. And in truth, they are sometimes a little stilted. Sometimes they are not very beneficial to us. We oftentimes fall into traps. I like what Abraham Lincoln said. He said, "I shall try to correct errors when shown to be errors, and I shall adapt new views so fast as those they shall appear to have been new views." Yes, I shall try to correct errors when shown to be errors, and I shall try to adapt new views so fast that they shall appear to be new views. Yes, and this is a wonderful thing. It's not a matter that when we change our mind, we are unstable. It's not a matter when we live our life in a lack of creativity that we're doing things that's not beneficial to us. It's just a matter that are we ready to enter into a new way of life, a new way of living, a new way of being? Are we ready to realize that we can change our minds, that we can come up with new attitudes and new ideas? The scientific community is always changing its mind. It's always changing its mind. One day it seems that butter is good for us. Another day it seems that butter is not good for us. And then again, another day, the scientific community, the medical community, the research community says butter is the best thing that you could ever have. And another day they say too much salt is bad and too little salt is bad. And then they say how much salt we should have. And they tell us there's a certain amount that we should have. And then they say that salt is good for us and that salt is very necessary for us to keep our equilibrium, to keep our balance in our body, in our minds, in our affairs. We are told always about these changes. And that's not going to give us liberty to change. We don't change because the world changes, or we don't change because people change, or because ideas and attitudes change. We change because we have an inner awareness that says to us, this is a new point of view, or this is what I believe. And then, today we believe that butter is good for us, and then tomorrow we read some new literature on this, and we come to find that it's not. And then, if some of us are sort of recalcitrant, sort of slow in our attitudes about life, we take an opinion from yesterday, which has been modified by thinking since that time, and we dwell in that opinion. We dwell in that opinion. And when we dwell in that opinion, we are not being up to date. We're not being aware of the truth about us. If we were always to listen to what is going on inside of ourselves, if we were always to listen to the divine in us, we would never make a mistake. If we were always to realize that the changing of attitudes, the changing of thinking, it comes because we are listening to different attitudes going on in our mind, in our heart, in our life. It's not that they're wrong. It's not that they're right. It's just that we're listening to these different attitudes. When I'm ready to be open and receptive to my highest good, to my listening within, then I will know when butter is good for me or when it's not good for me. When we live in our life and we have problems, we have these problems not because the problems are bad for us, but because the problems are causing us to think. They're causing us to review, renew, take a new point of view on life's great, glorious adventures. You can do that every day, and it's okay. It's okay. Contradiction is not a sign of falsity, nor the lack of contradiction a sign of truth. That's a good statement. Contradiction is not a sign of falsity, nor the lack of contradiction a sign of truth. When Blaise Pascal said that so many years ago, it was thought that people who changed their mind were silly people, and yet people change their mind all the time. You and I, we change our mind all the time. We come up with new attitudes, new illustrations, new beingness about ourselves. We come up with a new awareness of who we are, and life is indeed very, very wonderful. Is life wonderful for you? Is life truly glorious for you? Are you truly waking up to who you are now and being who you are now? Are you finding that everything in your world is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Are you finding that you are a dynamic center, a dynamic force? Are you finding that you're being something fantastic? You can. You can find yourself to be something fantastic. It's just a matter of what's your choice? What's your decision for yourself? What do you believe in yourself? Do I contradict myself? Very well, then, I contradict myself. Can we make a statement like that? The great poet Walt Whitman said, "It's okay. Do I contradict myself? Very well, then, I contradict myself. I am large, and I contain multitudes. I contain many attitudes, many areas of thinking, many areas of being, many areas of life, and it is grand and glorious. Yes, it is grand and glorious. I live in that dynamic center of all good." It is well for people who think. Now, that's the point. It is well for people who think to change their minds occasionally in order to keep them clean. That's true. Luther Burbank, in making that statement, continued and said, "For those who do not think, it is best at least to rearrange their prejudices once in a while." How interesting. For those who do not think, it's wise to rearrange their prejudices once in a while. Can you do that? Can you rearrange your prejudices once in a while? Can you rearrange your thinking once in a while? We believe certain things are true. We believe certain things are wonderful. We believe certain things are unchangeable. And then, as we go on, we sometimes find out that that's not the truth. That's not reality. Life is always changing. Life is always being different. Just as a child and a youngster and a young adult, and an adult, and a middle-aged adult, and a senior adult, all take different opinions about life, all look at life from a different point of view, and all say about life, "Wow, yes, isn't that interesting? Isn't that fascinating? Isn't that magnificent?" That's what they say. And why do they say it? They say it because they have not really started to think about it. It is well for people who think, to change their minds occasionally in order to keep them clean. It's lovely that the scientific community is always open to new ideas, open to new possibilities, open to new dreams, open to new goals for itself. And as it is ready for that, wonderful things happen. As we are ready for that, wonderful things happen. We are open and receptive to the finest, the highest, and the best that can ever be in our life. But it's only the finest, the highest, and the best that can ever be in our life because we are open to this change. Now, I'm not saying to change, "I like God and I don't like God." I'm not open to change to say, "I like and I don't like," because change is not taking place in "I don't like." That's just a stagnation. But when you say, "I love everybody, I love all things, and I create people doing all things that are good and beautiful in my sight," this is what we are. This is the kind of creator that we are. This is the kind of being that we are. And this is the kind of illumination that we want in our life. We want to be so beautiful in our life, be so wonderful, and know that it is fantastic. My opinion is a view I hold until I find something to change. Until I find something to change in it. So don't worry that people think that you're not able to be stable in your thinking, that you're changing your thinking, you're changing your attitudes, you're changing your being. That's fine. Because as long as you know, you listen to that divine inner light, and the illumination of that divine inner light becomes more and more powerful, more and more wise, more and more revealing to you as you listen. So today, know for yourself that you're listening to that divine inner light, that divine inner wisdom. And it's well for people who think to change their minds occasionally in order to keep them active, vital, dynamic, and alive. This is who you are. This is who I am. This is who all is. And how wonderful that is. How fantastic that is. Because that's what it's all about. And we love it. We know it. And we experience it every moment of our life. And that really is all that matters, isn't it? It really is all that matters, just to love it, experience it, and know it all the days of our life. Join me in this awareness, in this reality, in this maturity that says all is in divine order and I am divine. I love you. I love you. I love you.